to Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A federal appeals court rejects former President Trump's claim of immunity and says he can be put on trial for efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. CBS's Jan Crawford.
You have a federal appeals court, liberal judges, a conservative judge speaking with one voice and emphatically rejecting President Trump's broad claims that former presidents are absolutely immune from what they did as president.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's not just about President Trump. It's about every president moving forward and whether or not we want to create that type of precedent in our legal system.
It's the second time a judicial panel has ruled against Trump on the matter of immunity. CBS's Scott McFarlane is outside the courthouse.
There was a March 4th trial date that existed until last week. The judge, waiting on this ruling, took the case off the calendar. It could now potentially go back on, and soon.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again seeking to define what witness address information must be on an absentee ballot envelope in order for the vote to count in Wisconsin. A bill introduced this week is similar to one Governor Evers vetoed 2 years ago. It's scheduled to get a public hearing tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Boys and Girls Club has a new defibrillator thanks to a donation from TDS Telecommunications. According to a WQOW report, the Eau Claire Boys and Girls Club will also be receiving a donated AED. The automated external defibrillator can analyze the heart rhythm of somebody having a cardiac incident and deliver an electric shock if it's needed. Staff of the Boys and Girls Club were thankful for the donation, as the device can be used to provide life-saving medical care quickly in dangerous situations. The lawyer for the teenager charged with the murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters has filed an appeal to move the case to juvenile court. The Chippewa County judge presiding over the case ruled that the now 15-year-old will be tried as an adult for the 2022 killing, agreeing with the district attorney that moving the case to juvenile court would depreciate the seriousness of the offense. The defendant, who has not been identified in court records, is facing a first-degree intentional homicide and two sexual assault charges. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter. So I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sun while it's here. Clouds thickening today as high temperatures spike unseasonably warm into the mid-50s. We'll be cloudy tomorrow with a repeat of the temperatures. And then it's time to find the umbrella as rain rolls in Wednesday night and lasts through Thursday. Currently, it's 42.
The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin, is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Leave a message on the live stream. Apparently, the big place to party on the live stream is on YouTube or Facebook.
I guess so. I think we get all of the live stream. All of the live streams come into one.
Into one merge.
Yeah, no one's on Twitter right now.
It is what it is.
Ex-listeners.
Very excited to have our next guest join us. Big news coming to Portage. A startup manufacturer is coming to town. They are going to build a battery plant in order to make batteries from hemp. The Wisconsin Battery Company is a research, development, and manufacturing company owned by Sustainable Communities Corporation, and their CEO is joining us right now, Jeff Green. Good morning, Jeff. Thank you so much for taking time to join us today.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is really exciting news. We have many, many questions. How does this even work? I'm sure I will understand all the intricacies of the science, Jeff, but for other people,
yes, of course,
who are listening,
for the other fools
who may not grasp nanotechnology and stuff.
I've seen Endgame. I've seen Marvel movies.
Maybe you could explain it.
Yeah. So in another universe,
yes,
we take.
Sweet. You've got me, Jeff. You've got me.
No, seriously, though, Jeff, it sounds very complicated for us non-scientific people. How does this actually work?
And I'm an economist. I'm not a scientist. So I'm going to try to teach from an economic perspective, not a scientific perspective. Because when the scientists talk to me, my eyes glaze over.
Too.
As well.
That's good to know.
So essentially, hemp carbon is when you take hemp bast, which is the, let's call it the trunk of the hemp plant, and strip it and burn it, it becomes carbon. You burn anything, it becomes carbon. Easy technology. We take that with some patented technology that our scientists have come up with and create essentially a solution that replaces graphene or graphite. So if you're familiar with graphene or graphite, it's a storage, you know, it's basically an expensive solution to storage. The lithium part of the battery we're looking at, because the hemp is so amenable to storage, we can use sodium instead of lithium. So that's the new technology as well. So we're really embracing new technologies and new processes in the battery industry that really hasn't changed since Burgett Technologies came to Wisconsin 100 years ago.
Jeff, the lithium and graphite, are these becoming increasingly difficult to get?
Yeah, so lithium is generally mined in countries that don't like us. So that's the biggest problem we're running into right now. And you're going to hear from all of the EV manufacturers, they're going out and buying lithium mines. And that's just an end game that doesn't work in Marvel or anywhere else.
Nice.
So, I mean, hemp is something that's been around for eons, right?
Yeah. Hemp's been around since 5,000 years based off of, some reports. It's been around in the Chinese market since before the U.S. was ever even conceived.
But then there was a, from what I understand, and if I'm wrong, please let me know, Jeff, that there was a big crackdown, though, on hemp. Wasn't there about,
yeah, so,
there was a lot of opposition to using hemp for different things.
Yeah, back in the 20s, Harry Anslinger and the U.S. government decided to criminalize and racistly, you know, work with marijuana and hemp and tie them all together as a single plant. And in some respects, their genus species is the same. So it's not like it was complicated. The paper industry and the criminality of using marijuana against the minorities was kind of all tied together so that big business in the United States could continue to use wood pulp for paper instead of hemp and stuff like that.
It's always about money.
Always.
And fear. And using fear to get there.
Yep. Fear and money. Yeah. Two of my favorite things. Fear and money.
If you're just joining us, Jeff Green is our guest. He is the CEO of Sustainable Communities Corporation.
Actually, I'm president of Wisconsin Battery Company.
Oh, sorry about that. Wisconsin Battery Corporation, which is owned by Sustainable Communities, right. And they're going to be bringing this hemp-based battery plant to Portage because they just saw a big loss of jobs there, correct, Jeff?
Yeah, well, Energizer announced that they were shutting down the Portage and the Fenimore plant about a year ago. A good reporter found out about it about a year earlier than Energizer wanted to announce it and put it out into the media. So we found out about it and kind of harassed Energizer for the last 6 months to try to work with us unsuccessfully. And now we're just trying to wait for them to go away.
And so how long is it going to take this to get up and running in Portage and hopefully give some of the people who lost those Energizer jobs new jobs?
Yeah, so in Portage, we have a firm timeline. We are going to do our groundbreaking on April 23rd. And we should be up and running by Q1 of 2025.
Wow.
That's
wow.
So yeah, we're going to really launch quickly. And, our hope is that we're going to probably do some assembly of, some batteries that we're working on at UWM in Milwaukee and, get some of the, fringe batteries that we're working on up and running first. The furnace that we're going to be buying to, basically cook this hemp, is a $1.4 million machine. So it's not, there's a pretty big barrier to entry for batteries, and it's continuing to go. We've got a $50 million grant at the DOE that we've applied for. We've got $40 million in industrial revenue bonds that are going through the system. We should be getting that money presumably around June or July, and that will give us the funds to kind of get up and running. We've already gone out and started collecting resumes from all of those Energizer employees that are open. And what we're trying to do right now is bridge that layoff period to start period with Madison College and Southwest Technical College in Fenimore, some training programs and some education programs so that they can keep, not have to either move. I mean, in the case of Fenimore, there's really nothing else. They would theoretically kill that community if we didn't come in there. So we're really diligently trying to buy the Energizer plant in Fenimore so that we don't have to build. Building in Fenimore would take 2 years.
And I'm sure be very, very expensive as well.
Correct.
On that topic, what kind of retrofitting do you think you're going to have to do in, let's start with Portage, with the technology you have to make the product? Is it a tear down and start over, or is it like, is there enough goodness in that building, good bones, to use that to start up the operation?
So we're going to build from scratch in Portage. We've got a 100,000 square foot facility that we have designed and we'll be building starting in April.
Gotcha.
So that is 100,000 square feet that we are going to make as our showpiece for international travel and things like that. We've got some African leaders that are planning on coming to Portage to see our technology. We've got a contract pending on a kind of a new technology in the Kiki or tuk-tuk. If you're familiar with the Far East, they use these smaller framed vehicles. And in Nigeria, there's one that is being run on solar power with a battery. And so we're redesigning that battery for more efficiency, and then going to launch that in Africa. And we think that's that, along with our industrial battery that we're going to launch, which includes artificial intelligence for bringing it, energy into the grid, will be the two things that we really start with, because those are both assembly. But when we start manufacturing from bill of materials, those machines are very intricate and will take, you know, sometimes 40 to 50 weeks to design and build. So that's, we're trying to balance having something we can do quickly with something that we can do long term, or both.
Jeff Green is the CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company, which is owned by Sustainable Communities Corporation, and they are bringing a battery manufacturing plant to Portage that is going to use hemp. You had talked, Jeff, about some classes being offered so people can get up to speed if they want jobs in this industry. What kind of backgrounds are you looking for? What kind of skills?
Yeah. You know, obviously, if they've worked for Energizer, they've got a lot of the skills that we want. Yeah. You know, the tool and die guys, the quality people, the inventory people, the line workers. You know, we're working collaboratively with the Teamster organization. So there are a few people in management that don't want to participate with us, and we've wished them well in whatever they choose to do. But, you know, generally speaking, we're coming to support the community and be a union shop. We're not going to try to break a union.
That's excellent to hear. Now, we made some jokes about before about, like, you know, hemp and its reputation and its history. Are you getting any pushback from anybody with old world ways, their thoughts of hemp and, like, you know, what do you think you're doing? What are you trying to do here? You know, like, or is it pretty much a progressive viewpoint from what you're trying to achieve?
I coming at it from being on the flower side or the cannabis side of the plant on a previous company, we got pushback there. But on the fiber side, or what we're calling the plant side, I'm not seeing a lot of resistance. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and you know, there's hemp herd in hemp in Whole Foods. So I really don't think that we're going to see any issues with what we're doing here. Now, the CBD and the cannabinoids of the plant are really what's getting pushback.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes from ignorance and misunderstandings.
So just to clarify, we will not be smoking these batteries after we're done with them.
No, that's not the way to recycle.
Okay. I don't know, Jane, have you ever been to Florida?
No. We just want to make sure that we're clear about all the specifics about this.
How often are you asked that question? Like, hey, can you smoke batteries, man?
Well, you know, it's funny.
That meant a lot. Sound meant a lot.
Jeff Green is our guest. He is the CEO of a Wisconsin battery company, which is owned by Sustainable Communities Corporation. Jeff, do you have time to stay with us for another short segment?
Sure.
If you have a question for Jeff, you can text it at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board. You can join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Very happy to be joined by our guest. He is the CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company, a company owned by Sustainable Communities Corporation, and they're coming to Portage with plans to make batteries, but this time out of hemp. So, Jeff, you did mention that it's a union shop. It's going to stay a union shop. How many jobs? Right. How many jobs are we talking about ultimately, do you think?
So I think we're going to start up with probably around 50 to 100 in each Fenimore and Portage if we are able to accomplish that. And then over the next 5 years, we're expecting to ramp up at about 100 a year. So we expect 500 to 600 over the next 6 years.
That's great. And these are family sustaining jobs. I think it's really important for people to recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously technology is moving forward. And so we're trying to stay with the times of making sure that Wisconsin stays a battery state. I mean, the Wisconsin's been a battery state since batteries were created.
I did not know that we had a long history.
Beyond the cheese.
Beyond the cheese. Back. we're always trying to highlight things in Wisconsin that aren't just dairy products.
Yeah.
I did not know that we had such a long history of batteries in Wisconsin.
And some of the most prolific battery scientists in the world are in Milwaukee.
Boom. Come at us, other battery state. I don't know. I have no idea. We got two questions on our text messaging line, and I want to ask them both. They're in the same category. One, hemp batteries, are they recyclable? And also, are there any rare earth metals needed to produce hemp batteries?
So we are finalizing our bill of items on all of our batteries right now. So whether or not there's any, you know, sodium, I guess technically is a, you know, is one, but sodium is so massively present right now. It's not anything that we're worried about. But we're trying to eliminate, lithium. We're trying to eliminate graphene. We're trying to eliminate the things that are problematic.
Well, and again, as you mentioned, unfortunately, those mines tend to be in countries that are not necessarily friendly to the U.S.
Right. And as far as recyclable goes, we're going to try to actually create a lithium ion recycling plant on the same property. Wow. But right now, Ukraine, I don't know if you know this, but Ukraine was the world leader of fertilizer. And so with the war in Ukraine, fertilizer has actually gone up. I don't know if you've looked at fertilizer lately, but it's doubled in price. And that's not just, you know, Home Depot jacking the price on you. That's Ukraine having some supply chain issues. And so we're looking at ways that we can turn this lithium into fertilizer, because your plants like lithium. And you know, that's part of the overall big scheme of what we're doing. The outer shell is still going to be metal, and we can recycle that, obviously, but you can recycle anything, but it all has to come down to economics.
Sure. It's got to be cost effective, right?
Right. And Dr. Chu has, our scientist has a method for recycling that prior to Ukraine going into war was not cost effective. Now it is kind of very tightly cost effective, but that's assuming that Ukraine never comes back and becomes, you know, a fertilizer supplier again. And that's not really something that I expect. So I think that it's just a dangerous situation right now that we've got to economically figure out. We want to recycle batteries. That's not, it's certainly within our mission, but making sure that we do it effectively. You know, daycare workers, we're trying to put subsidized daycare in both of our factories as well.
Oh.
Both subsidized daycares and recycling are both non-profitable.
Jeff, that is so wonderful. Subsidized daycare within the facility. And yeah, as you said, it doesn't generate profits. But good heavens, we've been talking about this since 9 to 5 came out. With Dolly
good
Parton
reference.
And Jane good Fonda reference. And Lily Tomlin. I mean, that was a intrinsic part of that movie. And yep, it's 2024 and we're still so far away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important to you to include that, Jeff?
Well, I mean, the daycare industry financing fell off a cliff federally over the last year. So what you're finding is young workers, and, you know, we are attempting to bring a pension program back into the market as well. So,
whoa,
but
what?
To do a pension, you've got to have a balance of young, middle, and older workers for it to work. And so being able to hire younger workers early in their family, if they don't have daycare that's affordable, yeah, they can't work, yeah, or only one of them can work. And that's going to be, you know, counterintuitive to what we're trying to accomplish. So we are also putting together a incubator program for our retirees so that if they want to go out and do something afterwards, they can get educated on how to do that as well. So that's, you know, we want to basically have this as a generational business.
Jane, are you hiring? I'll be up there in like 4 hours.
I was trying to find.
I don't even have children.
I was trying to find a keyword that I could just throw at Jeff and make it sound like I actually know what I'm talking about when it comes to batteries. Oh, nano sheets.
Good job, Jane.
You want to talk carbon nano sheets, Jeff? I'm the guy.
My nano sheets have a thread count of
If someone is listening and they would like to find out more or possibly apply for a job or find out about training opportunities and stuff, Jeff, where should they go?
So our email is work@winbat.co, and that's where anybody that wants to submit a resume should do.
Okay.
Winbat.co is our website. That's going to be drastically overhauled over the next 6 months, but right now at least it's a 4-pager that keeps all of our media in one place, and you can contact us and find out more about what we're doing. The groundbreaking, obviously, is April 23rd in Portage, and I invite anybody that wants to show up to be there. We're expecting some pretty high-profile political people there.
I would imagine so. Everybody's going to want to claim a piece of this.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that Portage has been really open to working with you?
Oh, amazingly so. The mayor, as well as the entire council, have been fabulous to work with. We've got a call tomorrow on the industrial revenue bonds. I don't know if you're familiar with that form of financing, but the city has to approve it. And getting a city to approve a industrial revenue bond is not something that just anybody can do. It's something that they have to believe in and want for their city. And obviously, we got unanimous support a couple weeks ago. So,
such exciting news. It's wonderful. And thank you so very much for joining us, Jeff, and explaining a little bit better how this is all going to work. I hope we can have you back on after the groundbreaking.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Jeff Green is the CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company, coming to Portage and a battery near you.
Nice.
News is coming up next. And when we return, five moments? This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This local radio station is part of Civic Media. Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre still owes money in his welfare fraud case. Mississippi auditor Shad White is suing Favre for $730,000 in fines and interest on the money he took for speeches that he never gave. Favre was never charged with any crime. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Up Front the bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democratic issue. This is an issue that affects everybody. And that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Board is set to meet on Wednesday night to consider a resolution on the closures of HSHS and Pervia locations. The resolution would request HSHS and Pervia Health work collaboratively with partners for continuation of care and services, asking the organizations to delay their closures. The same resolution will also be considered by the Chippewa Falls City Council on Tuesday night. The organizations are currently slated to close most of their facilities by April 21st and all of them by June 30th. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that wolves will remain on the federal endangered species list. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the federal wolf management plan will affect what tools they have at their disposal to manage the wolf population in the state, which has been a hotly debated topic. If Wisconsin residents have conflicts with wolves, they should contact the Department of Natural Resources, as it is still illegal to shoot a wolf unless there is an immediate safety threat. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Taylor Swift was spotted at a Sunday event where people welcomed seeing her on camera as much as possible. They also didn't have a choice as she won her fourth Album of the Year award for her Midnights compilation. Swift is the only artist ever to win that award four times. Her past albums, Folklore, 1989, and Fearless also won the award. Swift took the opportunity during her acceptance speech to let her fans know that her next album, The Tortured Poets Department, will be released April 19th. Swift is now a 14-time Grammy winner. It's all about the sequels when it comes to commercials for movies at this year's Super Bowl. Deadpool 3, Twisters, A Quiet Place, Day One are all advertising during the big game this coming Sunday, according to Deadline. The price of a 30-second movie ad during this year's game, a cool $7 million American dollars. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sun while it's here. Clouds thickening today as high temperatures spike unseasonably warm into the mid-50s. Will be cloudy tomorrow with a repeat of the temperatures. And then it's time to find the umbrella as rain rolls in Wednesday night and lasts through Thursday. Right now, 44 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, RYPC on the board.
Wait, what was that one?
RYPC, resident young person.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, RYPC.
You're a rapper now, Calvin.
Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Want to give a shout out to everybody listening in Oshkosh on WISS and on WLAK in Amory.
Amory.
Hopefully Todd Albaugh and I will be doing a little tour through the western part of Wisconsin.
And I'll just be here crying. Everyone left me home alone.
We'll get the chance to check out Amory. So thank you for joining us. You can call, you can text 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you just missed it, Jeff Green was here. He is the CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company, and they are coming to Portage. They're going to make batteries out of hemp. And one of our texters listening, Wes from Middleton, any plans to expand to Fenimore eventually, another southern Wisconsin town like Portage that was hit hard by the Energizer layoffs? And Wes, I don't know if you had a chance to hear Jeff, but yes, they are hoping there is an Energizer plant in Fenimore that they are hoping to buy as well.
Yep.
And this is just indicative of how crushing it is for our smaller communities. When there's one main employer that everybody depends on.
That's what Jeff said in the interview. He said that, you know, if they don't get this going, that town's crushed.
They're going to die.
I wish the battery company all the best of luck. Jeff was a great guy to talk to. I love their attitude. I mean, childcare,
pensions, union,
no shop. Union busting. This serves as almost like a model that this can be done again, that you can be a good employer. And you know what that does? Builds company morale.
Just for the town.
I mean, my gosh, like I said, my wife and I don't have a child, but if we work somewhere that had daycare, I would want to work there, not because of the daycare, but because the fact that they offer it means that they care about their employees.
And again, this is something that we've been talking about for decades. Yeah. This came up in the movie 9 to 5.
Great film.
It still is a wonderful film. But again, we've been talking about companies building in daycare into their own facilities so we could avoid the crisis that we're in now, because it is essentially a child care crisis.
Could you imagine, let's say, you work at that battery plant, you're making 65,000-70,000 a year. I don't know how much, but let's just say in a tech position, let's go by what, you know, Foxconn told us they'd be paying.
Oh,
73 grand a year. How much money of your salary you be saving every year by not having to put your child into daycare?
Oh, thousands.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes. Thousands.
So the fact that, good on them. I like it. I love to have them back and talk to them more as things get going. But for now, we're going to move on to a list. I got a list for you, Jane.
I like lists.
I love lists, too. I write things down. Oh, the feeling when you cross it off or you check it off.
Accomplish something.
Oh, but I got a list here of the top 5 embarrassing Republican stories from January.
There's only 5?
Well, these are the top five.
The top 5.
And guess what? Wisconsin's in there.
Dude, how many? Okay.
So let's just start with number 5.
Okay.
This is comes out of the great state of Ohio. State Representative Jennifer Gross says her son does not sleep with loose vaccinated women. So Representative Jennifer Gross, Republican of Westchester in Ohio, declared on January the 18th that her son, her 20-year-old son, does not sleep with vaccinated women. She made a post as a response to somebody who falsely claimed that they believed in vaccination, and she got on and said, "My oldest is 20 and he's awake." I don't know what that means. Means like he's out of bed.
He sees the left's hanky panky.
Yeah, no girls who are quote loose. No girls who are vaxxed, to which I just want to issue an apology to Representative Jennifer Gross's son,
whose mother went on a social media platform to tell us all who he will and will not knock boots with. So
that's important to know.
Yeah. But
I guess if you live in Ohio.
Exactly. So now we know that. That's part of the story. You can get on with your day. Because I know that you wouldn't have been able to get on with a full day not knowing that information. So
it is remarkable to me, though, that we still have so many people who are convinced that vaccines are deadly.
It is
mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
That we're here. Not all of us.
I mean, I'm here. I got vaccinated, so.
I was also vaccinated, and I'm still waiting to become magnetic because I was promised I would.
I'm waiting for superpowers. I want to be a mutant, and not a dumb mutant either. Not like, oh, I can, you know, close the door with my mind. I want to be able to, like, you know, fly.
We all have dreams.
I get here so much. So, all right, we're going to move on to number four.
Number four on the list of, this is embarrassing, Republicans of January.
Republican stories of January. Oh. Border bill debacle. We were talking about this earlier. Border debates. The Democrats finally come up with a plan, present the plan.
There was a bipartisan plan in the Senate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Bipartisan
plan in the Senate. Came together. Here we go.
Should get done.
Let's do it. Republicans said no.
Nope.
NARP.
Nope.
Congress said NARP. Senate said NARP. And that led to Oklahoma Senator James Lankford getting censured by the Oklahoma GP after he criticized the party for not supporting the bill. yeah. He was censured by his state party.
His own party.
For criticizing his party. I mean, if this was Russia, he'd know the business end of a sixth-floor window, I'm sure.
Yeah, stay on the first floor.
Yeah. But he also made the horrible mistake of saying that he'd be willing to give President Biden a quote-unquote victory lap if they fix the border stuff this election year. I mean,
you can't have that.
He's no longer a Republican anymore. He works at a Chick-fil-A in Tulsa, and he's not allowed to talk about politics anymore. He just talks about frying up chicken fingers.
Well, and what's interesting is that Lankford was given this job to negotiate a deal. Mm-hmm. This was his job.
Yep.
And he accomplished it and said, yes, okay, this will be good for the Biden administration, but my party has essentially been screaming about this for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, yeah, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to wait until maybe Donald Trump gets reelected, and then maybe we'll fix the border.
And then even after they said that, he still went on television and said how good this bill was and how he wanted to get it through. And that's when he made the gross mistakes
grievous
of speaking
error.
Your mind.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Trouble.
Number three comes from our next door neighbors to the east. Michigan.
I love Michigan.
This one's titled, Nobody Knows Who's in Charge of the Michigan Republican Party.
This is good.
After conspiracy theorist Christina Caramo was removed as chair of the Michigan Republican Party, she refused to leave and repeatedly labeled the efforts to oust her as illegitimate. Sound familiar?
It does.
Last week, the Republican National Convention established a temporary panel to determine the true leader of the Michigan Republican Party. I'm sure a lot of them said it was Trump. After a splinter group, that's something you usually reserve for things like ISIS and other terrorist groups, a splinter group of committee members elected former U.S. Representative Pete Hoekstra as their chair. And let's see what else about this. In addition to the RNC, former President Donald Trump, you remember him?
Sure.
Has backed Hoekstra despite supporting Caramo's ascension and her unsuccessful bid for Secretary of State.
Yeah, the Michigan GOP, if you've been following this at all, is a mess.
Yeah.
They're broke. They're essentially broke.
Yeah.
Much like the RNC that Romney McDaniel has been heading up, they're having money problems too. But the infighting among the Michigan GOP, they had a meeting a couple of months back. There were physical assaults going on. This is within their own caucus.
Yeah.
Physical assaults going on at these meetings and fighting over who is the head. And it's quite something to watch.
So number two, is probably my favorite, even though it's number two. There's a new state senator in Oklahoma named, and I'm not making this up. His name is Dusty Devers.
Okay.
I didn't make that up. That's his actual name. He wants a Christian nationalist agenda in Oklahoma. He definitely wants what's his face from before to shut up because you don't talk bad about the party. You know, I was just talking about him. I can't remember his
Langford.
Name. Langford. Thank you. I have a very bad memory. But so his whole thing is he wants a total abortion ban with no exception for rape or incest or life of the mother. He is in favor of a total pornography ban, which.
Oh, that's going to work.
Good luck. Mm. And that would implement felony charges if you possessed and or created any of the pornographic images. So I guess the porn industry in Oklahoma is packing up right now because they're skedaddling out of town.
They're afraid.
But he went on a very conservative podcast called Conversations That Matter. This one doesn't. He labeled non-Christians as wicked and that Christians need to be elected. And that is the benefit of everyone. I brought up a small clip. Calvin, Juicy C, can you please play that clip?
The question is whether abortion is health care.
Oh, that's another one.
We'll get to that one in a moment. I do want to point out also, from what I understand, this guy that you're referencing from Oklahoma also wants an end to no-fault divorce.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
And we've mentioned this over the past couple of months. This is a thing.
Yes.
Very, very much a thing for certain members of the Republican Party. Essentially dooming women to stay in bad marriages no matter whether you get beaten or he beats your kids or he cheats on you or he doesn't support you and the family. They really do want to get rid of no-fault divorce.
Yeah.
So Kevin, women have to stay.
Do you have the clip of the state senator? Okay. Well, essentially, he was saying that Christians should be in charge and Christians should be making the decisions and that those who do not believe in the Christian way are wicked and deserve no sort of, they deserve to be controlled, essentially.
Well, because they don't know right from wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
And then with the time we have left, number one.
Most embarrassing Republicans in January.
You know him. You love him. He knows more about mammalian deliveries than anyone else. That is State Representative Joel Kitchens from Wisconsin, folks. We did it, baby. We're number one.
The most embarrassing.
He is the one.
Kevin, do we have that clip?
Yep.
The question is whether abortion is health care. And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals.
Moo.
You know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here. And in my mind, there's absolutely no question that's a life. And I think the science backs me up on that. But this is really a moral question, and I recognize that not everybody's that's in here is going to agree with me. And if I had the oratorical skills of Lincoln, I still wouldn't change a single mind over there.
You're right.
Well, first of all, you do not have the oratorical skills of Lincoln. So
he admitted that.
Yeah. When you hear his voice, he sounds like a Family Guy character. And the fact that he just goes, I pretty much know more than everybody else does here.
Well, I know I sleep a whole lot better knowing that he knows his mammals.
And one of those mammals, women. Yeah, you are a mammal. You are a mammal.
Well, or, you know, livestock.
But you're right up there with cow and or sheep and or duck and or.
Well, not duck.
They're not a mammal? Whatever. I'll ask Dr. Kitchens.
All right. Let's call him.
Yeah.
Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We never meant to say, so we keep holding on, burning through the night like fire. Through the night like fire.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane, Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Give us a call. Shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the other one, you can leave a comment there as well. Apparently, no one watches that other one.
I went to the X stream. And it is not populated with people. I think mainly Facebook and the YouTube.
And the YouTubes.
But we're going to still be there.
Yeah, for sure.
And eventually you will see Matt and Air on Air's page. So you can actually watch on our Facebook page. Because that would be cool. That's another way you reach the people with the content. And what are we now? We're content creators.
We are content creators.
It's terrifying. I have so few followers.
Again, you can always check in with us. A call or text at 844-967-2789. We were talking about a list of the five most embarrassing Republican politicians from January. And coming in at number one, our very own, Wisconsin's own, Joel Hitchens.
Kitchens,
him too. who knows his mammals better than anybody. And therefore, he can weigh in on, you know, whether or not a woman should be able to have an abortion to save her life.
Hey, ladies, I know you got your lady parts and everything, but I pretty much know about cows.
I know. I know my mammals. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, not only does Kitchens not have the oratorical skills of Lincoln, he doesn't have the intellectual skills of Lincoln or the intellectual skills of And it's hard. I'm trying to compare the political judgment of him comparing women to animals, which maybe isn't anything new for some of these Republicans anyway, that the way they want to devalue women in the first place. But I mean, the guy, it just is. He wrote the political ad against himself by saying this, and that the Democrats need to hammer home the point that he just. I'm flabbergasted.
But Mark, don't you think? I think the ease with which he said that when he was in on the floor leads me to believe that he's had these conversations with many other people and has absolutely no problem with it, and neither do they.
And there's comparisons between other mammals and us because we are mammals as well.
Sure.
But I mean, that to actually come out and say something like that to. It is just still shocking. I mean that, I heard the point that Scott Walker made the comment about women just getting over rape. It's just a short period of time. You're over it.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks.
Just a couple weeks, and it is just that's the point we need to hammer home with these guys because apparently that you don't hear any Republicans coming out and just condemning that remark outright and saying how stupid it is and actually taking a stand actually that. I don't know. I mean,
Mark. I really do. It's and especially from a woman, it is astonishing. It is astonishing to women to hear these words and watch these men make these kinds of proclamations. It is. It's It's a lot to digest. Carolyn from Madison joining us. Good morning, Carolyn. Thank you so very much for calling. What did you want to say?
Hello. Back to hemp, industrial hemp. I've been imagining Wisconsin developing its little towns around all the things you can make out of hemp.
Yeah.
One town being specifically paper, another or cloth. You can make wonderful cloth out of
you
hemp.
Rope?
And rope.
The Navy used to use hemp ropes up until a certain point.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't hemp used in sandals? I think you can make sandals and things like
Absolutely.
That. Thank you for calling, Carolyn, and thank you so much for listening in Madison on WMDX. You can always check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Another thing that we had mentioned was this guy from Oklahoma talking about they want to get rid of no-fault divorce.
Dusty Devers.
Dusty Devers. Laura from Rapids listening on WFHR. No-fault divorce just means those women will have to start exposing their men's actions instead of opting for no-fault. That does put an additional burden, though, on women to prove that he's cheating or beating or whatever.
Yeah. Just getting rid of no-fault divorce is no good. That's... You need to get out. You need to get out. Get out. And you have to have an avenue to do so.
Well, and again, shouldn't that be my determination as the person in this relationship?
Absolutely.
On whether or not this is salvageable, on whether or not this is a safe place for me and my kids.
Not according to Dusty Devers.
Women are just so intellectually immature, Greg. Apparently, we just need a man.
Do you know who's smarter than you, Joel Kitchens?
To hold our hand. And make our way through life.
I'm gonna keep an eye out for the rundown for five next month or for this month.
Well,
in March.
And to be fair, I think we should attempt to find the five most embarrassing Democrats. Let's do a little equal time.
Sure.
I don't know that we have anything quite as spectacular as Democrats saying that women are mammals like a cow.
Or censuring their own for saying, oh, this sucks.
But we'll see what we can find.
Yeah, we'll see what we can find. Hey, folks, if you find articles of Democrats
behaving badly,
acting like jackwads, send it to us.
Yeah, let us know for sure.
Matt and Air, it's a Matt and Air on Air at civicmedia.us.
MATENAER. Matt and Air on Air at civicmedia.us. You can always... If you have ideas, if you have an idea for us to go beyond the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Which we found out about hemp this morning.
I know.
It was very exciting. And I really encourage, if you didn't hear Jeff Green, who's with the Wisconsin Battery Company, they're coming to Portage. Go back and listen to it as a podcast.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting discussion.
Sign up for that podcast. Get this show as a podcast. Get all of our civic media shows as podcasts because you might not be listening right now.
Because you have a life.
And you have a life. You have things to do. You're a taxpayer. You might have to be going to daycare right now, pick up your kid, but download it as a podcast, subscribe as a podcast, and please leave a review if you could, because those reviews actually go a long way for the shows, and we'd love to hear what you think about us. And if it's a 5-star, that's great. If it's a 4-star, email us on how we can do better.
And all the complaints go to greg.bach@civicmedia.us.
Okay, I was going to send them all to Todd, but
well, you can do that too.
That's cool. Thanks.
That works. Thank you so much for listening and calling and texting and joining us on the live stream. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay with us. News is next, followed by Todd Alba across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief: defeat.